Ash groaned in his sleep as his dreams twisted through a hazy mist. He truly hated dreaming. He always had. They never made sense, and this one was no more helpful or lucid than any other. There were two women tormenting him that he didn't know. One was tall and blonde. Strangely, she reminded him of Artemis, but it wasn't her. This woman had compassion and gentle eyes. She stood over him with a sad look on her face. "One day, we will know each other." Then the other stepped forward, but her face was completely hidden by the mist. Even so, he knew she was angry at him. Furious, even, as her eyes glared at him through the shadows. "Who do you think you are? I hate you. Get out. I don't ever want to see you again. I hope you get hit by a car in the parking lot. If I'm lucky, it'll even back up over you. Now go!" The venom of the tone tore through him. What had he done to her? Why would she hate him? All women loved him. They coveted his presence. But not this one. She wanted to cut his head off. Ash woke up in a cold sweat. It took him a minute to realize he was in Artemis's bed, safe from the scalding tongue of his tormentor. Wiping his brow, he sat up slowly, letting the white silk sheets pool around his waist. Gods, how he hated to sleep. He'd never had a good dream in his entire existence. But at least these weren't focused on his past. They were from somewhere else. "Worthless!" He scowled at Artemis's shriek from the other room. It was followed by the sound of something breaking.
"I did my best."
"You're worthless!" Ash didn't hear anything else, but he felt like someone had just slammed him against the floor. Every part of his body ached, and he had to know why. Getting out of bed, he manifested his clothes on his body before he stalked across the floor and flung the large gold doors open with his thoughts. Deimos had Artemis pinned to the floor by her throat.
"You ever..."
He didn't get a chance to finish his threat before Ash picked him up and tossed him wide. Deimos hit the wall, then the floor. He sprang to his feet, braced for attack, until he realized who he was facing. His lips and nose bleeding, Deimos wiped at his face. Ash gave him a cold, emotionless stare. "You should leave now. Really." Deimos spat blood on the white marble floor. His gaze went to Artemis, who was now sitting where Deimos had left her. For once, she wasn't looking arrogant.
"If you want the bastard dead, Artemis, you should send your pet after him."